Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm waiting to hear back. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. I'm waiting to hear back from Chef on what the Eat the Enemy special is for the Carolina Panthers game coming up next Sunday. So you did you nail it this week for pastrami, or did you guess something else?
I guess pizza.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So let's guess. So Funky Buddha, by the way, tonight, Funky Buddha, the Tap Room in Oakland Park, you know, next week at this time, you can be enjoying Funky Buddha at the Amerant Bank Arena watching Panthers hockey next week at this time, because the game starts at 5 p.m. Next week. I'm saying next week, this very day, at this very moment, you can be drinking a Funky Buddha and watching Panthers hockey at the Amerant Bank Arena.
Hockey, football, basketball. This is a beautiful time of year.
Inter Miami playoffs. That starts soon, yeah. Right, Solana?
Soccer.
You're muted, Solana. We can't hear you.
Yeah, they've got 4 regular season games remaining, including tonight, I believe. So it's right around the corner.
So anyway, Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park, because you got the little mini tap room at Amerant Bank Arena. But the tap room in Oakland Park, tonight you've got Dan Day hosting. Oh, no, tonight's not Monday.
Tuesday.
It was yesterday.
Tuesday, yeah.
Oh, I'm all confused. What's tonight at Funky Buddha? Now I got to check their
Texas
Instagram.
Hold'em.
Oh, look at you, Jimmy. Texas Hold'em tonight at Funky Buddha. You are correct.
Eat the Enemy.
So Eat the Enemy. So whoever the Dolphins are playing, the city that they're from, and Dolphins are on the road Sunday, but you're more than welcome to watch the games at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. And Chef Jeff does Eat the Enemy. He creates a menu item based off the opponent's city. Who was it week one? What was it week one for Indianapolis? Do we know?
I forget.
I don't remember.
I don't know where I was this morning.
What was it in week two for New England?
Lobster rolls.
Lobster rolls. That's right. And then Baltimore was
wings.
Right. Cause it was Buffalo, not Baltimore. Right. No, you're 100% right. I just had the city wrong. Cause I'm thinking to myself, why would Baltimore have wings? But you're right. It was Buffalo.
Yeah.
It made more sense. And then they did pastrami for New York. So this coming Sunday, it's the Carolina Panthers. What will be the special at Funky Buddha? I don't know yet.
Something with barbecue.
Right? It's got to be barbecue. Maybe like a pulled pork sandwich or something.
Yeah, nachos, something. It's going to be barbecue. Carolina is known for barbecue.
Solana, you want to guess, or are you down with barbecue?
Something spicy.
Spicy?
Yeah.
All right.
Carolina Reaper.
Yeah, like the Carolina Reaper pepper or whatever.
Yeah, makes sense.
I was going to make fun of you. That's actually a lucid thought.
That is a lucid thought. It was shocking. He actually put a lot of thought into it. Like, I ask him Dolphins questions. He's like, Akine. But this one, he's like, huh. I think. Like, he actually I actually gave this one thought. If I find out before 6 o'clock from Chef Jeff, I will share it with everyone. But the 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Crowder, do you know what a spire is?
A spire. It's like a like an underling.
Right.
No. I said earlier in the show that last night on TV, Hard Rock Stadium, when they show the overhead shots, the spires lit up from underneath are very, it's just aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, the big things that hold up the net.
And, well, they're not holding up anything. They're decorative. But
no, don't they hold up the little that little white thing?
Do they hold it? I guess theoretically.
Yeah, the little cover they put on it. They hold it up.
Solana had never heard of a spire, and he thought I was making up a word.
Oh, no. It's something like that, like back in the medieval times, like the
spires were always at like the top of churches and places of worship, but it's like a tower, for lack of a better word. They're aesthetic, though. I don't think they add any real structure.
I think they hold up the overlay. Because what else would hold it up? It has to be real tall to hold that white thing up.
I'm saying, but I think spires are just meant to be aesthetic themselves. They're more than, in other words, instead of saying like a post or what, like a post would be more utilitarian and a spire would be more aesthetic.
I don't know that religion.
I know Solana's head's about to explode with utilitarian and aesthetic.
Nobody knows what you're saying.
Reaper.
Akine.
Something spicy.
Tell you what, I had a bit of a spire yesterday watching Darren Waller score 2 touchdowns.
It was ridiculous. I put it on my Instagram and my Twitter. Like, I said Darren Waller 2 touchdowns when we did our predictions. And everyone laughed at me. Everyone laughed at me.
So, and I think they call that a crayon.
What's that?
Why? When he got excited for Darren Waller?
All right. So, the Dolphins beat the Jets. The Dolphins are 1-3. They're no longer winless, and they're not last in the division anymore, gentlemen.
In fact, they're close to first.
Three games out of first.
Three?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, Jets are 4-0. All right, I'm sorry. Bills are 4-0.
Spire. What do you mean the Jets are 4-0?
Bills are 4-0. You just forgot the Bills, too. You forgot Buffalo 2 seconds ago.
But that doesn't... Oh, yeah, I guess that does make them 3 back.
And they lost to Buffalo, so they're definitely 3 back of Buffalo.
Hmm. Well, they're 1 back of second place.
Go Fins.
And once you're in second place, you're that much closer to first.
What?
Let's see. Who do the Bills play this week? Let's see. Oh, the Bills play the Patriots. Sunday Night Football. They host them. So, if the Bills win and the Dolphins win, then the Dolphins could move into a tie with New England. New England would have the head-to-head. But listen, man, like the schedule is friendly for the Fins. It's friendly.
Right. Right.
Dolphins
are 1-point favorites over Carolina. Would you like to guess the line on the New England-Buffalo game? Game is in Buffalo.
Oh, 11.5.
Lana?
Bills minus 8.5.
7.5.
7.5. Oh, Buffalo. Later points.
I don't know.
They haven't been that impressive.
Okay. Prime time in Buffalo at night?
Right. That's what the Dolphins faced. And the Dolphins played them tough because they're an in-division opponent. I would kind of lean towards New England being able to give them the same kind of tough game.
And New England beat the Dolphins, so the transitive property, they're better. Right. Yeah, okay, I got you.
How about the Jets, the other AFC East game? The Jets host the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday. Guess the line.
Oh, my Jets hosting. Still 9.5.
Dallas 9.5?
Dallas, yeah, laying.
Ooh. Cowboys 7.5.
Cowboys -2.5. You guys are way off on that.
Wow.
Dallas they just scored 40.
Well, their defense stinks too, though. They can't stop anybody.
Can't stop a nosebleed.
Yeah. Since we're talking about the NFL, I'll just kind of knock out some week 4 NFL headlines that I wanted to get to yesterday that we didn't. The Chiefs blew out the Ravens. Mm-hmm. So I just want to know, like, your overreaction to that. Are you out on Baltimore after dropping a 1-3?
I don't think Lamar Jackson's playing for the next couple of weeks.
I was going to say, I'm not out on Baltimore, but with Lamar not playing, they're not going to win many games. And I don't know what happened.
By the way, had Shedeur Sanders allowed Baltimore to draft him, he'd be starting this week.
Mm-hmm. Are you back in on the Chiefs?
Yes. I am. Yeah. I am.
Listen. Xavier Worthy comes back. Patrick Mahomes throws 4 touchdowns. They're about to get Rashee Rice back in 2 more weeks. He's going to have all his weapons. Patrick Mahomes is about to go crazy.
Victor Bermudez, by the way, our resident Bills Mafia member, reminds me the Bills have won 3 games in a row by 10 or more points. So maybe the 7.5 isn't that much.
I love Buffalo. I don't love them, but I like their chances.
They beat the Dolphins by 10. And I'm not doing, you know, excuse making here. Tua had the ball with an opportunity to go tie that game. They were only down 7 late in the game. It was more of the Dolphins kind of shooting themselves in the foot with the interception. And the Saints had Buffalo kind of on the brink of disaster as well this past week. Buffalo ends up winning that game as well, but
I think by like 11 or something, right?
Yeah, but the Saints were in a position.
It wasn't the 14 I was laying, I can tell you that.
but Solana, if Breece Hall doesn't fumble and
no, I get it. I get
Fields
it. I just
doesn't fumble, they don't have 2 turnovers, they probably beat the Dolphins.
All I'm saying is Buffalo's 4-0. I'm not discrediting them. I don't think they've looked as impressive as you know we expected them to look. That's all I'm saying.
Dolphins, by the way, have announced that they have waived Cam Smith.
Oh, man. We got a lot out of him.
That's crazy, man.
Second round pick.
Waived Cam Smith.
I don't even want to do it. Go back in that draft and see who was taken after him.
No,
and just
no.
Be mad.
Do not do that.
Yeah, that upsets me.
Because we were giving credit earlier to Chris Greer Crowder before you jumped on for signing Darren Waller. I mean, produced yesterday.
I was just saying, does he get credit for signing Darren Waller and Rasul Douglas?
Yes. Do you take credit away for drafting 18 D tackles that can't play?
Yeah.
We talk about it all the time. If for everyone you could say good, you could think of one bad.
Yep.
But I would love to see the hit rate for great GMs over the hit rate for bad GMs.
I saw Vic yesterday, by the way. He was at Heat Media Day. He looks good, man.
He's on that Ozemp.
No, I don't know if he's on that Ozemp.
Who looks good? I was looking at a Kai Cenat having a little stream today with LeBron.
I saw that, yeah. Now I was saying Vic looks good. Vic, I saw him at Heat Media Day yesterday.
Vic Bermudez?
Vic Bermudez was at Heat Media Day. What's the worst draft pick? Noah Igbinoghene or Cam Smith?
All right. I'm getting a text here from Chef Jeff at Funky Buddha. It is barbecue, of course, he says.
Yeah.
At least Noah Igbinoghene gave you the Monday Night Football win against the Steelers. Remember, you had that game-clenching interception at the very end?
Cam Smith did nothing. Literally nothing.
Nothing.
and no Igbinoghi still in the league, I don't think Cam Smith is about to get picked up real fast. You think he's acquired tomorrow?
No.
No.
But if he is, he's going to have the best game of his career the first game he's active.
Good luck. Come back and lock down Jaylen Waddle.
The Cubs have taken a 2-1 lead over the Padres, bottom of the eighth. One out in Chicago. Your boy PCA is 0-3 right now.
Let's go. He's due. Let's go.
But Chicago leads 2-1. Coming up, Yankees host the Red Sox, game one of the second AL wild card matchup, best of three. And then later tonight, the Dodgers play the Cincinnati Reds.
Oh, I got to break out my Dodgers jersey.
And Inter Miami plays tonight, 7:30. They host Chicago. I was right. They have four games remaining in the regular season. And the Florida Panthers play the Lightning tonight in a preseason battle. I don't think any of the Panthers, like, top-line guys are going tonight. I saw they posted who their lineups are going to be, and I didn't recognize a single player. So I don't think –
All right, now I'm getting actual barbecue instructions here from Chef Jeff at Funky Buddha. Here is his version of barbecue. This will be available at – the Funky Buddha Tap Room on Sunday when the Dolphins play the Panthers. Bacon, cider, vinegar, barbecue sauce.
Ooh.
And a beer buttered sesame bun. And it's going to be house smoked pork shoulder with an apple jalapeno slaw.
Ooh. That sounds delicious.
That actually sounds very good to me. I happen to like a slaw. I like everything on that. And usually I don't like when it gets super cutesy like that.
Yeah.
But bacon, cider, vinegar, barbecue sauce sounds delicious.
It does.
Butter bun.
Beer buttered anything. Be all right.
Beer butter my asparagus. Goodness gracious.
Alright guys, your weather in South Florida right now, it is in the upper 80s, still sunny. Tonight the lows will be in the upper 70s. Gentlemen, that is your weather.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Well, I love Zephyr Hills.
There is no Zephyr Hills. It's Zephyr Hills. We've been over this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. And you can crack open a Funky Buddha if you're a Chicago Cubs fan. They came back. They won 3-1. PCA didn't do anything. Guy stunk. But that's all right. I didn't have any of his props. He went 0-3. But Cubs win. Take a 1-0 lead over the Padres. Yankees and Red Sox tonight. Dodgers tonight. I mean, we got action. We got baseball. We got Tuesday night baseball. That's exciting. Hurricane Hotline is on the docket for tonight on this radio station. I don't know if you heard a little something about this Canes FSU game, but it's Saturday. It should be more important if FSU could have handled their business at UVA last Friday, but whatever, they stink. But Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., they will talk Canes FSU right after us tonight. Before we get out of here this evening, I always talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic on the show. I was there today. I've mentioned it again and again. I'm a believer. Another summer over, maybe you've noticed your energy is lower, your workouts aren't as productive, you're not sleeping as well, maybe you feel foggy all the time, your sex drive is off. If you're experiencing some or all of those symptoms, you might have low testosterone. And if that's what's going on with you, don't wait. Call Atlantic Men's Clinic. Get treated for your low T. Living with low testosterone is no way to live. Again, I'm speaking from experience. I was there today. I got my weekly shot. I can attest to the difference. Atlantic Men's Clinic, they're the experts in treating low testosterone and other men's sexual health conditions. Low T, if you're like a lot of guys who are low T, you start getting treated. Within just a few weeks, you're going to feel your energy return and the brain fog go away and your sleep improve and your workouts improve and your sex drive be significantly enhanced. Go to AtlanticMensClinic.com. Take the low T quiz right there on the website. It takes about 5 minutes, 2 minutes, and then schedule a consult if you want. They do your lab work. They have your results within 30 minutes. A Florida licensed medical provider will review your results with you and discuss your options. I'm talking Atlantic Men's Clinic. And a lot of guys will wait a year or longer. No need to wait. There's 7 locations now in South Florida, including their new office in Hollywood. So call them at 877-455-7300, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. That's going to do it for us on this Tuesday, a celebratory Tuesday. Dolphins win. Who cares if it was against the Jets or not? Dolphins win. Got the Carolina Panthers coming up next. So Hurricane Hotline is next on this radio station. And that'll do it for us on this Tuesday. Everybody have a great and safe Tuesday night. Go Inter Miami. Go Panthers if you're into the preseason kind of stuff. And we will speak with you mañana.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.